And those are some Christmas sounds here on LUB 1060 AM. We're just, we are so excited. The mall is officially open right now. It's about 18 past the hour of 6 in the morning. And I've been calling people, and they've been calling me, and we're getting requests, and everything's going along just great right now with John T.C. Luongo. But right at this moment, I hear that there is a call coming in. One of my friends, my new friends, Diesel, the owner of 18 for Life and Chick Magnet, is on the line and he wants to talk to me. So let's see what's going on there. Maybe he has some good news about the mall opening. Hey, Diesel, it's T.C. How you doing today?
Hey, John. Hey, man. Hey, I've got a few questions for you. I'm good, man. But you know, the mall is really packed, man, and everything, it seems great, but there's something weird going on, and I'm hoping maybe you can explain it to me. I don't know. Maybe it's a part of the celebration or whatever, but it seems like every once in a while, like past my store, people covered in blood are going by, and I really have no idea what's going on. I mean, I doubt there could be another outbreak. Like it happened once, like that would happen again.
I would be highly doubtful of that. I know you and I talked about it at one point after we got off the air, and I reminded you about the outbreak we had in 2006 because you weren't here. But boy, if that was happening again, it would seem like a long shot. I would say it's probably not happening. But the key here, man, is to always be cautious. I will tell you one thing. I've received some other calls from people that kind of had a little bit of strange experiences and things going on, and I've looked out of my window, and I'm noticing on Main Street there's a little bit of chaos, a little bit more than maybe just mall excitement. So, you know, we have some places set up there, and I want to make sure you and your staff know about it. I know that the Megaplex made sure they let everybody know, but there's a couple of places that you can go. And there's a panic room where you can chill out for a moment. And they have a system called Zombie Safe in there, which actually, it's called Zombie Safe because the idea was in case of another breakout at some point, it would keep you safe. But it can also be used just to kind of take a chill, you know, get your breath back and everything. But if this is a prank, man, and somebody's pulling this on you and us, I'm really angry. This is not a way to build fun and build excitement and get a reputation, because this kind of prank scares the hell out of people.
Yeah, absolutely. My staff is afraid. I'm ready to grab my gun and the first group of bloody people that come running in my store, should I shoot them? You know, I'm like, it's...
You know, I hate to give you that advice to shoot them, but I'm telling you this: you get that gun loaded, you make sure that you have another couple of people that are capable around there who have guns, because we carry our guns here in Colorado. We believe that it's a right that we have. And you try to protect yourself. And if anybody looks like they're attacking or anything looks way out of the ordinary, well, you know what, my friend? You got to err on the side of caution, but then you got to just blow them away if they go to attack. So I'm telling you, why don't you take your staff, close things down temporarily until I get a bead on what's happening, and you head over to maybe a zombie-safe panic room. Also, I've got to call into the ZDC to find out what's going on, and I know mall security has had a specific plan in case something did happen. I think they were just as afraid of pranks breaking out as they were the real deal.
Thank you, John. Thank you. I'm going to shut the store down, and I'm going to get my staff out of here. We're going to get some more
sleep.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Diesel, much love here. Much love coming to you from LUB.
Same to you, brother.
Okay, my friend. That was my boy, Diesel, giving me a call here in 1060 AM. You're here with John Tomcat Luongo. And right now we're broadcasting and keeping track of all the events going on at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex. But there seems like there's a little bit of disruption happening there at the Plex, and I'm getting call after call. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but I want you all to be calm, at least for the moment. Let's be calm. Let's take a nice, practical look at things before we have to go ballistic or basically go into any kind of a panic mode. But I will tell you, there are plenty of facilities set up there around the mall for your safety, for your calm, for your ease, and to put your mind at rest, especially those who came from 2006 and know what happened. So they have made some special areas like the panic room and zombie safe where you can set your mind at ease and just, if you happen to get overwhelmed by it, if it's too great for you and you think it may be coming back or a vision of the past, then just jump in there. Let's just protect yourself. I mean, I don't believe there's anything going on too crazy, but I will keep you abreast. And in the interim, we'll be right back after a message from our sponsors. 1060 AM, LUB, John T.C. Luongo, broadcasting live from my station here and looking over at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall. I keep seeing a little bit more activity out there, but I'm going to keep my eye on Main Street and tell you what's going on. I will be back after this brief message.